You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Tom Roy with the radio news about radio waves. Current United States political landscape is roly-poly, upside down. When American presidential candidate this week, Carly Fiorina, bragged that she sold the National Security Agency the servers used to spy on Americans' metadata. American politicians are supposed to be optimistic freedom extollers, not dystopian McCarthyites. An Apple seller of fart apps and a zillion other offensive products, and about as good a representative of American capitalism as there is, would seem to be an unlikely censor of news apps. But this week, the Apple App Store kept the fart apps, but shut down the Metadata Plus app that reports to users when America kills someone by radio-controlled drone. Apple has a history with this app, turning down artist and writer Josh Begley 5 times for the app version of his Twitter account at DroneStream, calling it, quote, not useful or entertaining enough, unquote, and too narrow in focus. They accepted Metadata Plus with its new name until September 27th, when they said, quote, Apple has removed Metadata Plus due to, quote, excessively crude or objectionable content, unquote. The app does not show corpses rotting in the desert with vultures circling overhead. It re-reports news already available in all sorts of apps in the Apple Store. All it does is tell folks when America has killed someone with a radio-controlled drone. Apple apparently does not want anyone to contemplate the United States' current drone war in aggregate. This is Tom Rowe for Waveform Radio and WGXC.